USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is warning Iran about stockpiling enriched uranium.
They know what they're doing. They know what they're playing with. And I think they're playing with fire. So no message to Iran whatsoever.
The president's comments come as the Iranian regime is now in breach of the 2015 nuclear pact that they signed with the United States. The all-clear is being given at Fort Bragg Army Base in North Carolina after a security breach involving a suspicious vehicle. The All-American access point was closed for hours on Monday afternoon as authorities searched for the pickup truck. The driver showed up at the gate without any ID and gave officials fake names. President Trump signed a bill giving $4.6 billion in emergency aid to provide better conditions for illegal aliens at the U.S.-Mexico border and migrant children being held in shelters in the United States. The bill cleared Congress last week after House Democrats caved on a number of demands. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
While gas prices in the United States have generally been declining throughout the recent weeks, drivers in three states are feeling a little bit more pain at the pump due to new laws that went into effect today. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com.
Illinois is raising its state tax 19 cents per gallon. Gas prices there will jump. Ohio is raising their tax 10.5 cents per gallon. And California is raising its gasoline tax 5.6 cents. On July 1st.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of gasoline was $2.70 a gallon, down from $2.82 a gallon 1 month ago and $2.85 the same time last year. Another law that takes into effect in California now requires background checks before people can buy ammunition. The law was approved by voters back in 2016, and it calls for a background check every time a person buys ammunition, and it makes all sales face-to-face transactions. Online orders will now be shipped to a store where then the customer can pick them up. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Oregon Republican state senators made national news when they left the state to avoid voting on a climate change bill. The senators were threatened by the governor numerous times to come back, and they did once the legislative session was over, and now the bill is essentially dead. Oregon Republican Senator Tim Knopf was one of the senators hiding out. He tells Fox News where he was hiding.
Well, I ended up in four different states, but ultimately landed in Idaho at Lake Coeur d'Alene, and the reason we left is because the governor said that she would arrest her political opponents if we didn't come back to the Capitol. And obviously, we were having a constitutional, peaceful political protest, and we just felt like that we had to be in safe and secure locations.
Knopf, as to why he left?
Well, it was because our constituents didn't like this bill, and that was our last resort to try to slow this bill down or stop it. We wanted it referred to the people at a minimum, and so it's back in committee now, and the session is now over.
Friends are gathering at the University of Utah on Monday night to remember Mackenzie Lewick. The Associated Students of the University of Utah will hold a vigil for the 23-year-old who was reported missing on June 20th after she had flown back to Salt Lake City. Investigators believe 31-year-old Ayulah Ajahi killed Lewick and then burned her remains. For more news, follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.